Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. First thing tomorrow morning, I would urge you to check out my friend John Reed. John is here every morning starting at 6, does a tremendous job. And I am there each and every morning, honest to goodness, starting at 6. I don't miss a second of it if I can, and I would urge you to do the same. Last Friday, Brian Moran, the Secretary of Public Safety here in the Commonwealth, was visiting with John Reed and was addressing the investigative journalism conducted by John Burkett from CBS6, all about this 13-page Inspector General report on the Virginia Parole Board. Well, this thing has continued to develop, and the guy who is doing every single bit of the heavy lifting, the real investigative reporting, is my friend John Burkett. And I'm happy to say he's got some time for us this afternoon. John, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, buddy.
So, listen, I look at this situation, and I'm concerned, man. I'm not concerned as a conservative or a liberal, a Republican or a Democrat. I'm concerned on behalf of the families of crime victims who I think have been victimized a second time, it seems, by the parole board.
Well, I think by talking with, we did talk to Michael Connor's family earlier this week, and they share that same concern. You know, that it hasn't been the same for them since the release. They see that things are continuing in a pattern with these parole board IG inspections being released, that some of the same laws are being broken. And, you know, the question they have is why, and that's kind of what we're trying to find the answer to, is why does this perhaps continue to keep on going when we were told that the situation was rectified?
Yeah, it's a great question. Now, John, we heard from the Inspector General, who, if I understand it, I'm going to leave it up to you because you're the guy who is really doing the real reporting on this. But my understanding is the Inspector General said, we never sent that report to the governor. Is that correct?
So yesterday what we reported on was the Inspector General on the February the 26th, signed an affidavit confirming that the governor had never been sent the 13-page report from his office. Okay. Basically, that was an affidavit to show that the governor had no knowledge of the 13-page. And he says what I have is a 13-page draft of the original report, which turned out to be 6 pages back when they released it back in the summer.
Okay, now, I got to tell you, I've been around the block once or twice. I don't think I've ever seen a draft cut by more than half on anything.
Well, and that's what we're kind of trying to get to the bottom of. I'll give you a teaser for tonight, is that, you know, I really, as a reporter, you know, this whole process is I'm learning along the way, you know what I mean? And
right.
Who better to ask the question to than a former governor? How does this process work? And we did that with a Democrat, former Governor Doug Wilder. And he offered some insight into the situation, and he didn't mince words. I mean, you've had the governor on your show, and he's very colorful as to what he thinks of what's going on, and we'll have that on CBS 6 News at 11. Wow. It's an interview that nobody else has.
Yep,
and he. Like I said, he gave great insight. I mean, it's not very often you get a chance to talk to a governor, and when he kind of gave some time to us this afternoon, we're very grateful for.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll hear what he has to say tonight on CBS 6 News at 11.
Oh, boy, am I looking forward to that. I love Doug Wilder, and Doug Wilder, in my opinion, is a straight shooter. There is no varnish on any of those answers. He's going to tell you exactly what he thinks and what he knows. Oh, I'll tell you, Burkett, good job. You got me set now. I will be there at 11. I'll wear something pretty, I promise you, but I will absolutely positively be there at 11. Wow. All right, look, I don't want to belabor this because I've got a sneaking suspicion that this thing is going to be ongoing for quite a period of time. I know you don't necessarily want to plug your own book, but I'm going to ask you to at least remind my listeners about this book that that you and Steve Neal have put together. It's out. It's available. Give us a little more insight.
So Bearing Witness to Evil is out. It is 15 or 16 chapters of stories that either I've been a part of covering as a news reporter or my co-author Steve Neal has been a part of. He is a longtime law enforcement officer with Chesterfield County. He had served investigations, narcotics. He was in all the divisions. And so basically those stories are something we put together. It's called Bearing Witness to Evil. It's on available on all major platforms, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Walmart, all of them. We prefer you that you get it off of our website, bearingwitnesstoevil.com, but whatever tickles your fancy, go for it.
Well, now, wait a minute, John. Don't let folks bypass the fact that if they get it on bearingwitnesstoevil.com, they can actually get a signed copy, right?
True. That is very true.
Yeah. Well, listen, Mr. Burkett, I've been around the block, as I've told you. I can help you with this a little bit.
And if I'm not mistaken, this book is part of Jeff Katz's book club, isn't it?
It sure is. Absolutely it is. It comes very, very highly recommended. I've got a handful of books in there, and you're in some pretty good company. I don't know if you took a look at some of the other authors, man, but
I did.
You're making the cut. This is exciting stuff. Now, I want to talk about making the cut, because we in Central Virginia thought, you know, we are really kind of lucky to have one big-time Burkett on television. But the reality is your sister, Sarah, is just kicking tail on Tough as Nails.
She is what you call bigger time.
She is. Wow. Yeah. Is she getting a big head? Is she getting egotistical about this?
No, man. No. Sarah is about as even keel and low key as she can be. She loves the fact that people are getting into the show. She really appreciates all the love she's getting from all across Central VA, man. People in Petersburg are recognizing her. Folks in RVA, Chesterfield, former teachers of hers are posting about her. Man, we're all proud of her. I didn't know she could drive a backhoe like that. She drove it like she stole it, man. I don't know. You know, she was incredible, dude.
I'm not sure
if I could do that.
I don't know. I don't know that anybody could just get that quick review, because for folks who missed last week's episode of Tough as Nails on CBS 6, Sarah basically got it was a 3-minute, okay, this does this, that does that, and the next thing you know, she's off and she's building an office tower, for goodness sakes.
It was incredible, dude. And then to see her in that leadership role too, and that is typical Sarah. Sarah is very calm, collected, to where I, if I'm under the gun and under the pressure, you may hear my voice get a little bit higher. Like, come on, guys, pick it up. Sarah's not like that. Sarah's kind of like, just even keel and say, all right, let's do better. Okay, all right, move it here. All right, now we're going the right track. Let's go, guys. You know, that kind of thing.
Well,
and it was just amazing to watch because that's her personality.
Well, I'll tell you something, just between us. Yes, she was even keeled, but I was also thinking to myself, I don't want to disappoint her if I'm on her team because she's going to use that backhoe to get rid of the body at some point.
Exactly. Now, I hear this week is even better.
Really? Oh, my
God. Yeah, I heard there's a little bit of herding sheep on this episode.
With a backhoe?
No, not with a backhoe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a city guy, John. I don't know. I get all this stuff confused, as you know. But, wow. Well, I'm going to remind everybody that happens tomorrow evening. It's Wednesdays at 8 on CBS 6. Now, we've got the CBS app here at my house, so we sometimes time shift. But if you're going to watch it live, it's 8 o'clock tomorrow on CBS 6. And tonight at 11 o'clock, you, John, are going to have former Governor Doug Wilder to try and shed, well, not try and shed, he will shed some light on this ongoing parole board matter.
He will.
Well, listen, man, I appreciate you making time for us, and I really do appreciate, just as a fellow Central Virginian and somebody who cares about decent people, I really do appreciate the fact that you're continuing to investigate this and cover it. Again, it's not a political issue. It's just about decency and how the family of a crime victim needs to be treated in a decent society.
Well, this is why we do journalism, Jeff, is because we, you know, our mantra at Six partly is to hold people accountable.
Yeah.
And there are some folks in this situation that we're trying to get some answers from. So we're trying to see how it works. How does it do this? How does it do that? So we'll keep after them, and you'll see it play out in the next coming weeks.
All right. Well, listen, again, I appreciate you doing that. We'll be watching tonight at 11 o'clock and tomorrow at 8 o'clock for Sarah. I'm going to stop with Team Sarah. We're just going to be Team Burkett. It's just easier because there are too many of you guys involved in this.
There's a million of us out there, dude.
I love it, brother. Thank you so much. That is John Burkett, and he's doing the investigation on this. And I just want to be so clear. I know there are people on different sides politically, but if you notice what's going on in the House of Delegates and the State Senate, it's a bipartisan effort to say, no, the way the parole board's acting is not right. You have no idea how heartened I am to see that. Look, I make no apologies for being a conservative, and I certainly don't make a very good effort at concealing the fact that I happen to be a Republican, generally speaking. I got it. I mean, everybody knows that. But that's not what this is about. There are good people of different political persuasions, different political stripes, who are looking at this and going, no, something's got to be done about this. I have no idea what the political persuasion is or was for Michael Patrick Connors or his family. I have no idea. I've never asked. I don't care. What I do know is that a young man, 23 years old, I mean, think about that. 23 years old, I'm sorry. Maybe I do sound like somebody's grandpa here, but God, that's a baby, right? My oldest guy is 19. I look at him and think, he's only a few years off, if you will, from the age that Mike Connors was when he was murdered. 23 years old? I don't care about the politics. I'm just telling you that his family deserves better. They've always deserved better. And now if there really is some sort of a cover-up going on here, we got to get to the bottom of it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.